This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the final week of the NFL regular season. Week 18 for our no prize football pick'em. Mike Elam filling in for Chris Ronji.
I'm fitting in as well.
Come on. I feel like you're fitting in great.
I fit great.
Swimmingly.
What have you read?
Let's see how Mitchell from Wildwood fits in. Mitchell, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Welcome,
good.
Mitchell.
Yes.
How's Wildwood today?
Wildwood is great. It's a little cloudy out, a little cold out, but doing great.
Excellent. A lot of good times out in Wildwood, I've had.
That's weather from your window in Wildwood.
And, Mitchell, you will be playing against us, of course, and your St. Louis Cardinals hitting coach, Brant Brown. Brant, thanks for joining us on this, like, extended holiday week.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It's 70 and partly sunny in Arizona.
Well, that's kind of a show-off
move. Yet another
move.
Reason why I want to be Brant Brown. As if that list wasn't long enough, now we've got one more.
Brant, are you a football guy, like a big football guy?
I'm not a big football guy. I'm a big uniform guy, but not a big football guy.
Really?
Hang on, uniform guy.
Yeah, like...
Say more.
Yeah.
Like traditional uniforms. Like I love Packers, Bears, Steelers, Raiders. A more traditional type, Alabama, Georgia. I just like the look of kind of a traditional uniform compared to, you know, for me, the only team that can really gussy it up is Oregon.
Well, Oregon does a lot of gussying, for
they really
sure.
Do.
They like to
Although
gussy it
I didn't,
up.
I didn't like their uniforms this weekend because they were very non-Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have had a white helmet with silver and black wings, maybe a shiny silver or gray face mask with that white top.
I agree.
Excellent. I like it. You weren't kidding. This guy knows his uniform.
He knows his uniforms.
Well, the good news is absolutely nothing is on the line today for our no-prize football pick'em. Nobody wins anything, but we still have fun with it, so we
you
may
have
as well.
You have bragging rights, so you can talk smack. And let's be honest, isn't that why we play fantasy anyway?
It's just our pride is at stake, right?
That's right.
Yes, and if you're like me, I don't really have a lot of pride, so. I'm just trying to make a living here, just doing what I can.
Comes and goes.
Okay, well, let's start then with a Saturday game, and I believe this game here is the Carolina-Tampa Bay game. We'll decide winner. Well, it's a winner take all games for final spots in the playoffs. So the Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's go with Mitchell. Who do you see winning that game?
I think the Panthers are going to win it. They haven't made the playoffs since 2017, and Bryce Young's on a heater.
There you go. And Brant.
It's at Tampa, right?
It is at, Raymond James Stadium.
I'm going to take Baker Mayfield and the boys to win it.
How about that?
There you go. Mike.
I'm going to end up with Mitchell. I'm gonna say the Panthers are fired up for this one.
The Carolina Panthers. I'm going to go with Brant.
There we go.
And Tampa Bay.
We are split 50-50.
We're going to split it here 50-50. All right. Speaking of a team that has interesting uniforms, the Seattle Seahawks taking on the San Francisco 49ers. These are both the Saturday games. Mitchell, who do you have?
So it's a game to clinch the one seed in the NFC. 49ers played an insane game last week. I'm going to pick the 49ers.
There you go. Brant.
I got to go with Mitchell, even though San Francisco doesn't have that good of a pass rush. And if you get on Darnold, he's kind of has trouble with that. But I want the Niners to beat the Seahawks.
You know, I'm with Brant.
Okay.
I want the Niners to beat the Seahawks, too. I don't know why. I don't like the Seahawks. I really have no reason to justify this.
Is it the green? Like when they do the neon green?
I don't know. It may go back to Pete Carroll because I've always disliked Pete Carroll. But I'm with the 49ers, and I love the fact that Mr. Irrelevant is still killing it at quarterback. And I just want that story to keep playing out.
Well, I will go against the green here because I don't mind the navy and the green. I think it's tacky in a good way. I every time I talk about Seattle, you know, it's like, why'd you throw the ball? Rush it. Why did you throw it? Anyway, so I'll go ahead and pick Seattle here. All right. Well, the Battle of Ohio. On Sunday, the Cleveland takes on Cincinnati. Mitchell, what do you think?
Well, I think Shadur's been looking really good. They beat the Steelers last week, so I'm going to pick the Browns.
All right. And Brant, and you can give a good reason or a bad reason or no reason. Who are you picking?
I mean, Joe Burrow is one of one. He is amazing. But I'm going to go with Mitchell. I think Sanders and that defense, I'll go with the Browns.
Let's go in with the Cleveland Browns. This is at Paycor Stadium. And Mike.
Let's go with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Burrow brings the Bengals to the line. I like their odds. Jamar Chase with a record day.
In a world.
Where the Bengals beat the Browns.
That's the world I'm going with. I, too, am picking the Cincinnati Bengals. All right. What about... Let's do this one. The Green Bay Packers taking on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. Mitchell.
I think J.J. McCarthy is going to pull the upset against the Packers. I got Vikings.
He's got Vikings. Brant.
If Love plays, I got Packers. If he doesn't, I got Vikings.
I don't think there's a mechanism for us to make that note.
Way to hedge that bet, man.
In our no prize pick'em challenge, are you leaning one way or the other?
Brant. Okay, I'll take the pack. I'll take the pack.
He's taking the pack.
Yeah.
You know what I find interesting is the over-under on this game is 35.5, which I wouldn't figure it would be that low, especially if they're playing at the Vikings inside. But yeah, they are. And the Vikings are 7.5-point favorites. So as much as I hate to pick against the Packers, I'm going to pick the Vikings.
Wow. Well, I have a good friend whose dad's side of the family, they're from Wisconsin.
Wow, I feel like a barber, my cousin, such and such.
Her mom's side of the family is from Minnesota. And this issue of Vikings and Packers will divide the family. I, before the St. Louis Rams came to St. Louis, and we didn't have a team, I was a Packers fan because of that.
Of
I have a cheesehead up in my closet.
God,
a legit, real foam cheesehead.
You can pull it out this weekend.
I can't. I'm going to go with the Packers. I think Brant and I have picked the Packers. So I'm going there. All right, let's go over to Indianapolis and Houston. The Colts taking on Houston. What do you have, Mitchell?
Colts aren't really playing for anything. Texans are playing for playoff position. I'm going to go Texans.
All right. Brant.
Texans 100%. They are a sneaky, sneaky team.
Look out, Mike.
Texans are favored by 10.5. Wow.
Well, so who are you picking?
I'm going Texans.
All right, we'll just sweep it here. We'll sweep it with the Texans. I probably should have picked a more exciting game. Let's go over to, because we are the radio home of the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders. This is in Las Vegas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mitchell.
Raiders are playing for the first pick, and they're on a 10-game losing streak, so I've got to go Chiefs here.
That's a tough one.
I love that reasoning.
Yeah. Brant.
If Kelsey goes out this year, I want him to go out a winner, so I got the Chiefs.
I like it. I like the way you think. Mike?
I'm curious if this is a game where they can both lose. I'm thinking this may be the game
the
where they can both lose.
The factories of sadness implode.
I'm thinking that the Raiders are going to blow the first pick, so I'm going to pick the Raiders to win.
That's such a good reason.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know, I was going to go with Brant here because of the Travis Kelce and wanting him to go out as a winner, but I think I want the Raiders to just blow it. So I'm going to pick Las Vegas. I'm picking Las Vegas here.
You know, Travis is going to have a great time in Vegas for his last game. He's got nothing to lose.
There you go. What about the New York Jets taking on the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo? Mitchell.
Bills playing for playoff seeding. Jets playing for absolutely nothing. I've got the Bills here.
Mitchell has the Bills. Cardinals hitting coach, Brant Brown.
I'm going with Mitchell. Got the Bills.
And Mike.
I would love to see the Mizzou quarterback. He's going to start again this week, isn't he?
Is he?
Is he? I don't know. But I would love to see him have a great game, but there's no way the Jets are winning this game.
Yeah.
I think the Jets could play Sisters of a Little Poor, and they would their defense.
Is that who the Billikens
so,
played last week?
I think so. I think the Jets defense is so bad that yeah. Sisters of the Little Poor would beat them.
Well, no matter who Buffalo was playing, I would cheer for Josh Allen.
Oh, there you go.
Big Josh Allen fan, so I too am picking Buffalo. So shall we move on to the Washington Commanders taking on the Philadelphia Eagles? Mitchell.
Championship game rematch from last year. I think the outcome's going to be the same, Eagles.
All right. Brant Brown.
I feel like the Eagles are going to sit a lot of guys. But I'm going to go Commanders just because of that.
That's a good reason. That's a better reason than I've had for most of my picks. Mike?
I don't know why. This is another, I don't know why I don't like Washington, but I don't like Washington.
Really?
So fly, Eagles, fly.
Interesting. I thought maybe you don't like Washington because Eagles fans are so amiable and likable and friendly. They threw batteries at their own players and they booed Santa Claus and they're going to put Vaseline on all the light lampposts so they don't riot.
The city of brotherly love.
That's exactly right.
With the most convictions.
I'm going with the Commanders.
There you go.
I can't. Eagles fans are just, they're just rude. They're unpalatable from every aspect. Now we go to our Sunday night game. This is the Baltimore Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Almost said the Penguins.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. And the way this works, you pick the winner, and then you just pick the straight-up point total. How many points will be scored in the game? We use it as a tiebreaker if we were to tie. So, Mitchell, who is going to win this Sunday night matchup, and what will the total point score be?
I think the Steelers' defense is going to show up. They paid a lot of money for it in the offseason, so I'm going to go Steelers, and total points, 28.
Wait, 20, total?
28 total?
So like a snooze
28
fest?
28 total points.
Wow, he is going under in a major way.
Under. I don't even know what the
41 and a half.
Is that it?
41 and a half.
Brant Brown, what say you?
I think the Ravens are going to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, and they're going to win it, and the total is going to be 54.
54.
Wow.
Mike.
I'm with him. Let's hit away. I think King Henry is going to run, and I'm taking the Ravens, and I'm going to say 44.
44.
Party fire.
I, too, I'm a Derrick Henry fan. So I am going to go with Derrick Henry and the Ravens. I'm going to say, how about 48?
How about it?
I don't have a good reason. I don't have a good reason for it, but I'm picking 48. Mitchell, thank you so much for playing our game today. Do you know if you win, do you know what you win?
Absolutely nothing.
That's right.
That a boy. Good job.
That a boy. He's got it. Mitchell gets it. Hey, Thank you, Mitchell.
I got to ask Brant a question, though, because he's a uniform guy. Brant,
yes.
Do you have any input into the Cardinals uniform in the upcoming season?
No. They usually do that on their own. But I have ideas, but no, I do not have any input on our uniform.
Is it true that if you look better, you hit better?
Well, I always just said if you're going to play bad, you might as well look good playing bad. So there's a point to it. But it does not. There's more than just looking good to be a good hitter.
Brant, I don't want to waste your time, but then since you are a uniform guy, did you have any opinions on George Costanza's idea for the Yankees in Seinfeld to wear all cotton uniforms?
All cotton's too hot, just like they said in the show.
Exactly.
And it shrinks.
Yeah, it shrinks.
Well, Brant,
the material they use these days are wonderful.
That's good. It is. It does make a difference. You hear stories, too, even like playing at from old Cardinals playing at the old Busch Stadium and how hot the turf would get, and they would put, cabbage leaves in their shoes or under their hat to keep them cool. So
125 degrees.
Melt your cleats.
Yeah.
Melt your cleats. That's incredible. So at least we've made some improvements there. Well, Brant Brown, thank you so much for joining us. I know you'll be joining the Gas House gang over the course of the season as you have before. I am always off the air before the Gas House gang. So it was nice to finally get to be able to talk to you.
No, outstanding. Have a happy New Year's. My pleasure.
Thank you, Brant. That is Brant Brown, the Cardinals hitting coach. I'm sure you'll hear him more on the Gas House gang, which is, that's a great show.
And Mitchell from Wildwood with the weather update.
And Mitchell from Wildwood. He does win absolutely nothing. However, if he does win, he gets to join us next week.
Because I think
we are doing it next week. I think next week might be our last one.
We're going to go with that.
But I think I think he would get to join us. So that is our no prize football pick 'em.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.